Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, Text Number 75. Anena Purusha Dehan Upadate Vimanchati Harsham Sokam Bhayam Dukham Sukham Chanena Vimanchati. Translation: by virtue of the process of subtle body, the living entity develops and gives up gross bodies. This is known as transmigration of the soul. So the soul becomes subjected to different types of so-called enjoyment, lamentation, fear, happiness and unhappiness. By virtue of the processes of the subtle body, the living entity develops and gives up gross bodies. This is known as transmigration of the soul. So the soul becomes subjected to different types of so-called enjoyment, lamentation, fear, happiness and unhappiness. Purpose. According to this explanation, one can clearly understand that originally the living entity was as good as the Lord in his pure spiritual existence. However, when the mind becomes polluted by desires for sense gratification, the living entity drops into material conditions, as explained in this verse. So he begins his material existence, which means transmigration from one body to another, and becomes more and more entangled in material existence. The process of Krishna consciousness, by which one always thinks of Krishna, is the transcendent process by which one can revert to his original spiritual existence. Devotional service means always thinking of Krishna. Manmanabhava madbhakta madhyaji mam namaskuru mamai vaishai satyante pratijane priyosime. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me, thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my dear friend. One should always engage in the Lord's devotional service as recommended in the Archana Marga. One should worship the deity in the temple and constantly offer obeisances to the spiritual master and the deity. These products are recommended to one who actually wants to become free from material entanglement. Modern psychologists can study the actions of the mind, thinking, feeling and willing, but they are unable to go deep into the matter. This is due to their lack of knowledge and to their not being associated with the liberated Acharya. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Evam Parampara Praptam Yamam Rajarshya Vidhu Sakale Neyamata Yoga Nashta Parantapa. The supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in the course of time, the succession was broken and the science as it appears to be lost. Guided by so-called psychologists, philosophers, people in the modern age do not know how the activities of the subtle body, thus cannot understand what is meant by transmigration of the soul. In these matters, we have to take authorized statements of Bhagavad Gita, Dehi no asmin yada dehe, Kaumaram Yavanam Jara Tada Dhyantara Prapti Dhyarasakar Namayati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes on into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Unless all human society understands this important verse in Bhagavad Gita, civilization will advance in ignorance, not in knowledge. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांध्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुर्मीलितं तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वापदान्तकम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्त। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी ऑल हैव दिस बॉडीज different from one another. Physically, there is a physical body, and there is also our, which is called gross body, and there is also subtle body. By looking at the like, it is not necessary that if you have a fat body, your intelligence is also a lot. Is it like that? A very fat body is much very intelligent. A very thin, lean body, no intelligence. It's different. You have a gross body, that is different. And there is a subtle body. Like, you have a very intelligent, you may have all kinds of bodily problems. Actually, there is a scientist very much in demand. I don't remember his name. He's a very big scientist in the United States. He's affected with what is called lifetime it is, they call it what? Congenital problem from the birth defect. So he cannot get up, he cannot walk, all his limbs and hands are loose, he'll be just sitting in the easy chair like that. He cannot do anything. And all the people gather around him to get opinions and ideas and all that. And that guy is completely, body is completely, big scientist, I don't remember his name, it came in the newspaper several times. He's a mathematician come, physicist. So, that means your body may be anything, you may have a very beautiful body. Very beautiful, and people see you, they are attracted to you. But you may be a very crooked woman, or you may be very violent person, selfish person, possibly. That's why in Upadesamritam, there is one sloka. Drashtvai sabhava janitair vabhutasya doshair. This sloka. There, you don't see devotees by their appearance. Devotee may be always ill, or devotee may have a deformed body, possible. Deformed body. So when you look at him or her, you are put off. Now generally, our eyes likes to, our senses actually, all senses, our senses, they like to see best of the things. You know, like your eyes, They want to look at young people. The young bodies are beautiful, youthful, attractive. So nobody wants to look at old women, old people. Similarly, you want to eat very delicious food. It's not that the statement may be there. You have to eat something to keep yourself alive. In order to survive, eat something. If that is the criteria, there need not be so many restaurants, Chinese, Indian, Italian, this, that, continental food. If it is only a question of eat something to live, you don't need all this variety here. And the rich people, what a poor man spends for a whole month, maybe a whole year. A rich man may spend in one meal, possible. No? You need such luxury food. Very, you know, you eat such lavish food. And not necessarily that because you take very lavish food, you're very strong, not like that. You see, oftentimes the labor class, they in Andhra, they just eat rice with little buttermilk and chili. That's all they eat. Dilute buttermilk, patla chas, and then with little salt and chili. And then they work all day. And the so-called rich people, they eat very nice, nice foods 3 times a day. And they cannot do any work. They don't have stamina. It needs stamina to do any work. If you have to break, if you have to make a hole in the ceiling, if you have to dig a pit in the ground, and if you want to work all day, like making some craft work, you need a lot of stamina, which you get by practice. So the point is, you may eat nice, nice food, but you may be not very strong physically. So this Upadesa Amritam Sloka, it says, Drushtai Swabhava Janitair Vapuchasya Dosa Ganga Vasamna Kalgalu Budbuddha Fena Pankai Brahma Dravata Apagasya Nira Dharma. Translation, just like Ganges water in the rainy season becomes very muddy and dirty. When there is torrential rain, all garbage gets flushed into the Ganges River, all dirt, and the earth gets soiled, gets mixed up. The Ganges, color of the Ganges is very dirty, froth, and brown color. And you go there to take bath in the Ganges. And then you see, we go to Yamuna in Vrindavan. All the town people of Vrindavan, they live there, all this toilet water, bathroom water, sewer water, the Yamuna. And we hear in the books how Yamuna is the best of the rivers, and Krishna did Rasa Leela, his amorous pastimes in the waters of Yamuna. So Krishna is so pure, gopis are so pure, and Yamuna, which is the river in the abode of the Lord, Goloka. So he did all these things, and with great expectations, he go to Vrindavan, and you see it is like a pool of gutter, just like, you know, just next to a temple on the right side. That is Yamuna. That is Yamuna, exactly, no? No difference. So, what can you do? You have to drink that water. A lot of worms in that. The water is black. It is stagnant for... What can you do? You know, you read so much about Yamuna and Ganga, the glories of Ganga. You go there, you know, Delhi, right on the next to the highway, Karnal Highway, and so much filth. So what do you have to do? But this slokam says, people who know the importance of Ganga and Yamuna, they don't mind for whatever it is, and they sip it, and then they have it on their head. So what I will do? Kya nahi kya jaisa? Sipar to dal denge. Koi baat nahi. Tera to touch kya nahi kya? Kenge, ye nahi hai, that we don't have faith, but we are not so advanced. Or, people are so polluted in consciousness, so bad. People are so much devoid of spiritual life. They keep dog on their beds or cats, and it passes stool and urine, and then people think their house is very nice. But the holy abode of the Lord and the holiest of the rivers, and they maintain it so bad. Yamuna Bachao Abhiyan. Now, new party is going to rule in Delhi, AAP. Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, AAP. Where do you see? So the point is, no matter what is the appearance of Ganga and Yamuna, it doesn't lose its sanctity. Just like your mother may contract leprosy disease, your mother may contract cancer disease, and horrible smell and pain. Do you stop attending to them, serving them? Do you stop? You may like to stop it, but when you think, maybe I will also be affected someday, then if people deal with me like that, what I will do? So this is a part of life. We are in material world, and all these things, they happen. So, we give value for certain reasons. They have given me birth. They are worshipable to me. Bhagavad Gita, it says in the 18th chapter, it says, among the austerities of the mind, austerities of the body, and austerities of the vani. So it says Deva, Deva, Dvija, Guru, Prajna, Pujanam, Sauchamadhyam. Deva, Dvija, Guru, Prajna. You have to worship the gods, you have to worship Brahmins, you have to worship the spiritual master and Prajna. Prajna means people who are older to you by age, or people who are your parents, you have to worship them. But that is the etiquette kept by the Lord Himself. When Krishna and Ram were there, you know, Krishna carrying the shoes of Nanda Maharaj on his head, and little Krishna is trying to help Maa Yashoda in her household chores. You will go and bring little things for Mother Yashoda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he is always eager to serve his parents. And when he grew up, he was very careful about all these etiquettes. When Krishna went to Mathura and came, or when Krishna met his parents here and there, immediately, very affectionately, respectfully, he fell down at their feet, and then, you know, like that. So, irrespective of the status of Ganga and Yamuna, they are worshipable because the Lord, they are intimately connected with the pastimes of the Lord, and they are very dear to the Lord, and they are sacred in a transcendental way. By our material vision, they are very filthy and dirty, but for a transcendentalist, like we say, don't look at Vrindavan, don't look at Raj, Brajmandal, with your material vision. They appear something just like, you don't look at a saintly person because he's blind, because he's limping, because he has some chronic illness. Don't look at him like that. When you go to a saintly person, you watch him, his practices, you hear from him, then you will know where is his mind. When you hear a saintly person and you watch his activities, oh, 24 hours he is eager to serve Krishna and glorify Krishna. But otherwise, by appearance, let's say, there's an English saying, appearances are deceptive. Don't go by appearances. So you go by their quality. So here, in this Narada Muni, he is teaching King Prachinabari that you get gross body according to your subtle body. Like if some people are very pious or good in nature, it will be reflected in their body also, in their eyes, their compassionate eyes, their soft-spoken, and their gentle. That's why we call it aura, or vibrations. You are going to meet somebody. You have not met him before. You are expectant. So suppose we are going to meet a very big man. The sadhu is the biggest man. Who is the biggest man on earth? A Krishna devotee. I have no doubts about that. Who is the greatest man on earth? Krishna devotee. That's no doubt. Krishna is the greatest, and one who becomes his pure devotee is the greatest person on earth. So that's why when Prabhupada's disciples understood what a devotee can do and what is the mood of a devotee and what is the life and activity of a devotee, immediately, these are not earthly people. These devotees are Vaikuntha man. Although they have a body like you and me, but by their thinking, what they are thinking all day, what they are doing all day, and what is their goal in life, what do they want to do in life. So we see that these people are extraordinary. Because although they are in this body, everybody are trying to protect the body, gratify the body, and relate with the bodies. But devotees are transcendental. That means they are just using the body as a vehicle. They are not using the body as a means to enjoy their life. The devotees are using their body as a means. That's what we say. The Bhagavatam compares. The body is like a boat, and this material world is the most dangerous place. Samsara Kupam, Samsara Sagar, and Samsara Davanal, like a blazing fire of forest. Blazing fire of forest. That means constantly you are under attack. Constantly there are upheavals. So it's an intolerable situation. So our so-called peace is only very superficial, very outside. Inside, everyone is full of anxieties, desires, and negative emotions and all that inside, all of us. Unless you become completely spiritual, spiritualize your body by thinking of Krishna, that sloka Prabhupada said, Manmanava Madbhakto Madhyajima Namaskuru. Engage your mind in thinking of me. Engage your body in rendering loving service unto me. By doing that, you can soon purify your body, and then you are immune to the influence of the body, and you become full recipient of the grace of God. So the point is, the subtle body, you don't see it, but it is the culprit. The subtle body decides everything for you in life. You may demand, you may like, I want to be a king, I want to be a millionaire, I want to be this, that. But it is only wishful thinking. But what is your subtle body? That will take you to the fortune, or that will take you to the next body. That's why it's a, anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna, we should take them as our very dear people. Anyone, irrespective of caste, creed, color, education, nature, bodily features, anything. The moment a person chants Hare Krishna, he is doing an activity which surpasses all his shortcomings. All shortcomings overlooked. If somebody is willing to chant Hare Krishna, enough. He should be given all protection because he is very dear to Krishna. So Krishna wanted, what is the dharma? Krishna wanted anyone who is following dharma, the dharma kalikala dharma kalikala dharma krishna nama sankirtana. So as you advance in spiritual life, your ears are standing on end. Kaan sidha karke, your ears are standing on end, and anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna, oh, here is my relative, here is my good friend. Just forget the negative things. So Krishna says, Shipram bhavati dharmatma sasya shantim nigasyati kaunteya pratijaniya name bhakta pranishyati. Krishna is saying that apicha sudaracharo bhajate mamananya bhag sadhureva samantavya samyagyavasthavita. That is, we are not worried about the tsunamis that are coming. We are not worried about the droughts or floods that are coming. We are not bothered about accident victims, very horrible accidents. Devotees' heart, they don't melt. They are looking. These things are all common. These things are part of everyday life. Nothing surprising. What do you expect here in this world? What do you expect? So, all calamities, tragedies, catastrophes, misfortunes, and all these things, that is the order of the day. These things are going to be there. It's not just you do some eye wash service or lip service. Suppose somebody is very hungry, very, very hungry. And you just go and talk to him some sweet words, but give nothing to eat. So what is the use of your trying to pacify him? He needs food. First thing. So similarly, the first thing people need is chanting Hare Krishna. Because they are not chanting Hare Krishna, they are living such a messy life, they are living such a sinful life, they are so quarrelsome, they are so hypocritical, they are so violent. All these are offshoots of not chanting Hare Krishna. And when people chant Hare Krishna, so people don't want to remove the root cause, and they are trying to do symptomatic. So you are wasting your time. So symptomatic treatment will not help. So body is the seat of all troubles. So the solution is how to get out of the body. So that is education, that is culture, and that is compassion. Anyone who is trying to help others, how to get out of this body, or to become free from body consciousness. The body will always be like that. No matter what you do, this human civilization has been going on for 3,000, 4,000, according to us, it is going on from time immemorial. But even if you take it, according to modern scientists, human beings are there for the last 4,000, 5,000 years. For 4,000, 5,000 years, people have been trying to create peace, trying to create prosperity, trying to create a society without problems. Now, after 4,500 years, what is the improvement? No, there is no improvement. On the other hand, you ask people, 50 years ago, what was the society like? Now, what is the society like? From now in another 5 years, that means things are falling apart so much. It took 50 years for people to come to this fallen state. But it will only take another 5 years to become double fallen like this. 50 years, no, this will happen only 5 years only. No. Then it is fast, it is a fast degradation. So, human efforts, they utterly fall short, human efforts. But only the divine intervention, the divine intervention, when you introduce Hare Krishna, that's what we keep telling whenever you are going out for teaching, don't worry about money. You worry about people, how can this man be happy? How can this man be free from ignorance? You be really compassionate. Don't think you will please Maharaj by bringing money. You give them books, you speak to them, and I told you, if you make them devotees, then they will give all their money. Just we are only giving 560. That guy has crores of rupees, lakhs of rupees. He's only giving 560 for Deepdan. But you convince them, you pour out your compassion. You know, you light up his head with your knowledge. You give him the great knowledge. Give him knowledge. You give your full compassion. That's a devotee's touching, and I do that. Whenever some new person comes, finish. Because your Vaishnava just patting somebody. I mean, that fellow, I'm relieved of all my anxieties. It's true. That's why Revati goes and hugs everybody. So, I saw one time Radhanaswami, very big man, no? So many thousands and thousands of disciples, crores and crores of rupees, and Krishna is walking just behind him, wherever he's going. And then Maharaj is searching for poor souls. He's not worried about big followers or big money behind him or Krishna walking there. And then one time, we came out, came from a program. I told during Vyasa Puja, I told I'm supposed to speak something good about him. I said they built a Govinda's restaurant in Bombay, spending crores. Radha Giridhar, you know that fellow who came, he donated for that 40 crores just to buy a few rooms on the roadside. Costly, Bombay. Inauguration. So Maharaj is not into these things. But Maharaj, please, you are here in Bombay. Please walk into the restaurant for your pleasure, for the benefit of Mumbai public. So Maharaj said, all right, let's go. And then Maharaj said, Sukhdev sir, come, let's go. Then there is a watchman. The watchman in khaki clothes, topi. I was standing. Maharaj is coming. Actually, spiritual people are very pure. Their body, their thoughts, their vibrations. So people feel like, you know, Swami comes, they want to give him way. So this guy, he's completely ignorant, a small job for his livelihood. But Maharaj just came. He just hugged him. And everybody was, what's going on here? They're just hugging the watchman. That guy may be, I don't know, maybe he may not be smoking weed, but surely he's completely, he doesn't know anything. And this new restaurant was just appointed there. I don't know why Maharaj did that. And everybody click, 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 click photos. No? So the point is, and when he saw big, big industrialists walking behind Maharaj, and highly educated Bhaktivedanta hospital, and the young techs and big people. And then Maharaj comes and asks some chokidar there. And that fellow is very amazed. Ah, what's going on? The head of the place is Swamiji, international man. And he's arguing some chokidar. He doesn't know nothing. And that guy said, you know what he said afterwards? Now, I want to be a follower of this man. What I have to do? I will give anything in my life because the Swami has given me a hug. I'm such a bad, poor guy. And he hugged me. And he said, now I want to be, I want to please him. So how can I become a devotee? And immediately stop with tea, coffee, onion, garlic, and he started taking mala and putting tilak. Just because Maharaj hugged him. Nothing was taught to him. I don't know why. Such Swami, such a big man. Wow. The whole Bombay people. Because when Maharaj gives program, there are 10,000 people there. 10,000 people there. And then he said, now tell me, how can I please this man? I want to be a disciple. That's why Maharaj did not speak anything. He just threw his looks on him. And he just left inside with the other things. And then that guy is asking everybody, how can I become a devotee of God? So he pat, and then people feel glad. Actually, the glances of a devotee, you know, and the touch of a devotee. So people want to touch the feet of a Swami, they touch the even the articles used by the Swami, the chappals and so on. They can keep it on their head, and they do that. Because this is called dust particles. Anything related to a devotee of God, it has become purified. So by just being in such surroundings, you will not remain a fool any longer. You will not remain a sinful man any longer. That's why devotees don't give up hope on anybody. Devotees don't give up hope on anybody. Just let him hang around. And then Krishna will take care. Just let him come. Hear the mantra. Let him come take prasad. Let him come and bow down. When somebody bows down here, so many Vaishnavas have walked here. And you bow down. The dust on your forehead. Is it an ordinary thing? Taking dust of the devotees on your mathepa. Right? Is it normal though? No. That is the height of devotional service. Height of devotional service. When you have become so humble to take the dust. So the subtle body is actually everything in life. So don't worry about your education, don't worry about your so-called talents. Just you work on your subtle body. Anybody can become a wonderful person by just chanting Hare Krishna unceasingly, uninterruptedly. Just go on chanting. And the whole world will come to fall at your feet and they want to worship you because you have given them such spiritual experience that they don't have to see this samskriti, repetition of birth and death cycle again in their life. So Prabhupada has made, he has taken mud. And he has taken it, he has made it into chintamani. We are all like mud, good for nothing. And by giving us faith in the holy name, he has made us. Now, not only that, your life has transformed. Otherwise, why you are here? No? Transform. And then you want to be compassionate to others by spreading this message. So it's all in the subtle body. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.